Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise, glory, and honor for this day. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to James chapter 1. And we're going to do our best to expound verses 2 through 8. And I've entitled this morning's message, Just Ask God for Wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. Why is wisdom so important? And I'll tell you why. Because every day, matter of fact, God gives us one day at a time. Amen? Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. So we just have today. And it's one day at a time. And so every day that God allows us to have another day with Him, another day with our family, just being alive, praise God. There's one element that is so critical in our life, especially when you become a believer, and that is called wisdom. Wisdom. Why did I choose this topic? And I'll tell you why I chose this topic. It's because in the past 3 weeks, I know people that are in the church. I know some people that are outside of the church. I have a lot of family members that are not saved. They're not born again like us, okay? And I've heard things that are said with my own ears. And a lot of times, there was no wisdom in it, meaning things were said which could cut like a knife. And a lot of times, we can say something to an individual and not even have thought about it without praying about it. The Bible says to be slow to speak, and we can say something that will cut that person up, and then they'll start bleeding and we walk away not knowing that we just did some damage. And so it's relationships on the job, in the family, in school, in the public. This message hopefully will give us an understanding that we can draw to the Word of God before we speak and say something that could be disastrous. The last thing we want to do is hurt anybody. Amen? Why? Because we're all precious in the sight of God. And if God looks at us as precious kids, then we need to look at each other as precious. And if God says that we're valued, we're loved, we're His highest creation in the entire universe, then we have to look at one another and say, if that's how God looks at you and me, I have to look at you no differently. Amen? And what we say will go 1,000 miles if we say things to build people's lives, to build them up, to exhort them, to let them know, hey, you can make it. When they're hurting, to come alongside and pray for them and encourage them. How many of you go throughout a day, a course of a day, and sometimes you just need to be encouraged? Amen? Why? Especially us that are seniors now, you know, we can't run like you 18-year-olds no more. I can't do a post corner no more. I can't do a dig. Man, I lose breath just stepping down from these steps. And at that game Friday, those steps we had to climb just to get there. And I saw Brother Art just bloop, 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 man. And he went down those big old cement steps like all the kids were running around. He goes, I gotta go. I'll be right back. And we saw him. Man, from the top, you saw that. See, I'm not up here telling you guys any fibs up here. We saw you, man, going down there like a jackrabbit. But we need to look into God's liberty, meaning the Word of God. So if you have your Bibles, let's go to James chapter 1, verse 2 through 8. And the Word of God reads, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Say that with me, lacking nothing. Now, verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, here it is, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. In other words, come to God and say, God, help me. Help me before I answer this person or I make a decision on certain circumstances of life, that you would seek God first. Look at this. But here's the key in verse 6. But let him ask in faith, meaning you're asking God in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven, tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord, because the Bible says he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So what God is saying here basically is, receive the counsel of God through the Word of God, or maybe someone that's spiritual, like a pastor, an elder, that's going to give you sound doctrinal counsel, so that you can establish those steps by faith. And so, let's look at this right up here. There is a difference between knowledge and wisdom. You see, you can go and get a doctrinal degree. A doctrinate. Is it called a doctrinate? Okay. Yes. And achieve the highest with all the knowledge. But if wisdom is not mixed in, then all you have is just knowledge. And I know a lot of people that went through college, and they're still looking for a job today. And so, saints, our current period right now as we speak in history, described as the information age. Are we in the information age? We have cell phones. We got iPhones, Samsungs. Listen, we can see what's going around the world instantaneously, right? If there's chaos in another country, we can see it live now on our phone. So we're in the information age, without a doubt. And we have access to more knowledge than we know what to do with it. We actually do. We can go to Wikipedia. We can go all these. Just ask Google. Google it. But there's something still missing, saints of God, and that's great wisdom. Wisdom. For example, saints of God, there are many people who boast about their level of education and their degrees. But they make disasters of their lives. Why? Because they lack true spiritual discernment and understanding. That's the key component to our walk, is have spiritual discernment. You know, one of the most precious people in a relationship is a husband and wife. And it could easily go sideways if we say something that's contradictory, that could be crude and rude, without asking God, give me wisdom. I'm always asking God, give me wisdom for my wife, because she's so precious to me. Don't allow me to say anything that would offend her, because I don't want to be offended. How many of you don't mind being offended? I don't, none of us, right? Come on. And so I'm always asking, God, give me that wisdom, give me that knowledge. Allow me to continue to water her like a flower in my garden. Because if there's someone precious in your lives, your spouses, your children, your grandchildren, your aunts, your uncles, your parents that are still alive, we need to be very careful on how we entreat them. Amen? Because they're precious to God. And they should be precious to your life. Although few scriptures advise us to acquire more information, many scriptures admonish us to seek for wisdom. Wisdom. The book of Proverbs, you can go to Proverbs and acquire so much wisdom that was written down thousands of years ago, which still pertain today. And because God is the only source of truth, how many believe that? All wisdom comes from Him. He sees beyond the immediate circumstances, and He knows the future. Praise God, He knows tomorrow. He already saw what we're going to do tomorrow, before tomorrow comes. Praise God. And that's why, saints of God, if we follow biblical principles, He will give us understanding and guidance for every decision and situation that we encounter in this life. So, let's look at this right up here. What is wisdom? What is wisdom? The Bible makes a distinction between two very different kinds. Number one, there's worldly wisdom. Worldly wisdom is the culture of the day. These are people that do not have spiritual discernment. They don't have the presence of God. And they shoot from the hip. They'll just say what comes to mind. And they won't even throw caution to the wind. They just speak their mind, and they have no clue that they just offended you. And that's worldly wisdom. It is a combination of knowledge and information. It's based on human understanding and reasoning, but it is foolishness to the Lord. It's foolishness to the Lord. Look at this. I have a scripture to prove this. It's found right here in 1 Corinthians 3:19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Totally foolishness. For it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness. Did you catch that? So those people that think they're full knowledgeable and they give you advice and all this, and it has nothing to do with God, God will pull the cover on them. Because it's foolishness to God. The worldly wisdom. And then there's godly wisdom. I'd rather be on this side of the spectrum. How many would rather be on the side of godly wisdom? You see, saints, it's the capacity to see things from the Father's viewpoint and respond according to scriptural principles. With it, saints of God, a person can survive any circumstance with God's wisdom. And so, question is, how do we acquire godly wisdom? Do we do this? I remember my former pastor did this. Do we go to bed like this and we just put the Bible on our head? And just, oh God, just download it. Or do we actually dig in and start reading and start being illuminated by the Word of God? Because God will illuminate us when we read. Did you know that the Bible says the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow? So in other words, the Word of God goes deep. It goes so deep that we can clearly understand it, especially if we're born again. Because God then gives us a built-in spiritual discernment. We just read the unsaved, everything like this that they read is foolishness to them. And their point of view is foolishness to God. We just read that. So it takes time and effort, saints of God, to become truly wise. And it comes as a result of learning from the decisions we make. How many of you made decisions and you crashed and burned? Boom. And so throughout life, we'll face challenging questions situations that demand a greater wealth of knowledge and understanding than human beings, you and I, can possibly possess. We can acquire the godly wisdom we need by several biblical principles. Let's look at this. We're going to look at the key biblical principles on acquiring wisdom so that when we speak, it'll edify, it'll build up, it will never tear down. The last thing we want to do is speak and tear down someone. Can I get amen? We are to build their life. We are to look at them as precious to God and they're precious to us. Amen? So, number one, seeking it. You have to seek for godly wisdom. It just doesn't show up at your door. You cannot just go online and order it through Amazon. Oh, I need this. Oh, overnight, free delivery. No, you got to seek God's wisdom. No one is born with godly wisdom. So we have two options, saints of God, seek it or face the consequences of living without it. Listen, I've been on this road a while, and I have stumbled, I have fell. Sometimes God had to scrape me up with his spiritual spatula because I did a face plant. Bam! And then he puts me upright, he washes me, he cleanses me. He goes, now go. Go and continue to do what I called you to do. However, my friends, we must ask ourselves if we truly want wisdom or if we are searching for something else. We gotta seek wisdom, God's wisdom. You see, my friends, the world offers other things that cater to our desires. And we desire these things: security, wealth, friends, health, popularity, prestige, and even beauty. But look what Proverbs says right here. Proverbs 8:11 says, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. Wisdom is precious to God. You know why? Because that will protect and put a shield about us. God's wisdom that's in our heart and our soul and our being. Because we will know what to say and not what to say that would do damage. Because a lot of us have done these things and now we need damage control. Right? And so, saints, wisdom is a gift. It's a gift from God. And it gives to those who search for it like hidden treasure. It's, probably none of us, and I never did it either, but go on a treasure hunt. Okay? But on the beach, I've seen some people with those metal detectors. You ever seen them? What are they looking for? They're looking for at least a penny, a quarter, something of value. They're looking for some kind of treasure to them, amen? But God says to look for wisdom like if you're looking for treasure. And just imagine, you know, you're planting trees in your backyard and oh, I just hit a rock. And then it was something that was buried. And then it was something like in a suitcase. And then you pulled it up. And there was $200,000 in it. Would that be treasure to you? Or do you just turn it in? Well, okay. Sometimes treasure can come in many forms. But wisdom, God says, you need to search for it. You need to seek it. You need to go deep with God. Can I get amen? Amen. And I have the scripture for that. Let's look at this. Let's look at Proverbs 2, 4 through 7. If you seek her as silver, this is wisdom, and search her for as hidden treasures. See, it's right there in the word of God right there. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. Didn't I just say he's a shield around us? It's because of wisdom he gives to his beloveds. And we're all beloved by God. Can I get amen? I'm helping us because we're going to be challenged every day on what we say, choices that we make, decisions. Because sometimes a decision that we make could be disastrous. And we didn't pray it through. We didn't think it through. We didn't go to God first. A lot of times, we need to go to God. Can I get amen? And when we pay attention to the behaviors of others, we can see that consequences, both good and bad, always follow. You ever seen someone make a bad decision? And guess what? It all crumbled right before you, huh? But we that are spiritual are to come alongside them and strengthen them and build them up, amen? Because that's what God does. When we fumble the ball, he just says, pick up the ball, keep running. Just pick it up and keep running. Don't look back. You can't go back after something that has been done. You move forward now. And you move forward with God. It's easy to look at the past and do this, blah, 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 blah. No, let that thing go. You can't relive that anymore. Move forward now. We made decisions with and sometimes without God. Some of us have suffered consequences. Some of us were blessed on decisions we made. But nevertheless, keep moving forward. In our culture, saints of God, which emphasizes personal achievement, pleasure, few people think about the future and the effects of the actions that were taken. But the Bible helps us understand life from God's perspective. How many would rather have God's perspective? Okay, how many of you know the acronym for the word Bible? How many of you know the acronym for the word Bible? Okay, so if you don't know that, it's right up here. Look at this. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Bible, B-I-B-L-E. I think I spelled it right. Listen, when Jesus comes for his church, we will have been instructed already, amen? And when he takes us home, we're going to be with him forevermore. And I thank God that when we are with him, he will take away and wipe away every tear. There'll be no more sorrow, the Bible says. No more heart. How many of you would love to be in a place where there's no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death? Amen. You can get rid of all the 20 medicines that are in your cabinet after you get 60. Oh, yeah. There'll be no more heartache. People that have wronged you and hurt you, it'll all vanish away. And God will fill us with ultimate joy, unspeakable. Because we'll be in the fullness of his presence. We will be like him. How many of you want to be like him? Praise God. Thank you, God. So, we need to do this. Number one. Heeding godly counsel. Yes. Take heed to it. Take heed to it. Why? Because if God counsels us in areas of our life, guess what? That's the direction he wants to take you. Man's directions is hit and miss. I want to know for sure wherever I'm going, wherever I'm led, it's led by the Spirit of God. And is led by God. Everyone needs guidance at times. Do you believe that? But not all advice is godly. Some of us have wonderful family members and friends and co-workers and people on the job. And they'll say things, man, what? They'll be like Job's friends. Remember Job's friends? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sinned. Yep. That's why you got these boils all over you. That's why you got no more money. And they're ready figuring it out. Goodness. Some people, even trained counselors, can actually lead us astray instead of helping us find God's way. Can I get an amen? Listen, I'd rather believe God. So how do we know this? What I'm saying up here, we're always going to find it through the Word of God. Can I get an amen? Anything I speak up here, anything that I say, better be backed up by the Word. Or then I'm just telling stories up here. Then don't come back then. When you don't see no scriptures up here, leave. Can I get an amen? So, here's what helps us obtain godly wisdom. First, there needs to be instruction on how we live. And it's found right here in Psalm 1. Look at this. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. You got some ungodly friends, people, man, exit stage left even. Can I get an amen? Nor stands in the path of sinners. What is God saying? Saying, basically in a nutshell, birds of a feather flock together. And if you hang around more with sinners than you do with godly people, you will be prone to sin more. Oh, come on. One drink ain't gonna hurt. Here's another one. Go ahead. Oh, come on. Just one little pot. It's gonna help you sleep better. Oh, yeah. Why? Because sinners don't have no mind for God. They're just going to want to entice you. And there's no wisdom in that. Can I get amen? Look at this. So blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. You know what scornful people is like? People walk around like they just drank prune juice. Or they got a saladito in their mouth. Or lemon juice. They're never happy. They're never joyful. They have nothing good to say. And they're always backbiting somebody. They want to get your ear. Come here. Do you know about that person over there? Blah, 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 blah. But don't say I said it. Oh, you don't know folks like that, do you? Huh? Do you know folks like that? But look at verse 2. But his delight, that's us, is in the law of the Lord, meaning the Word of God. And in his law, he meditates day and night. You see, that's what's going to guard us. Can I get amen? See, we need to get the weeds. We need to get the path plowed out. Get all that junk out first. Then we can understand and then gather wisdom. Amen? But if there's weeds and things in your path, man, they're going to block everything that God wants to give you. Clear it out first. And you'll start to see God's path. Look at this. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. How many of you want to have a prosperous life? You know what blesses me? All of you are here because you want your life prospered by God. Can I get an amen? Blessed are those who hear the word of God. You're here because you want to hear from God. Praise God. Look at this. Whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. But look at this. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. You know, when you get your lawn and maybe not all the grass is picked up, and here comes a gust of wind, you can see some of the grass that never got picked up, it just blows away, huh? That's what that means. The ungodly are not so. But they're like the chaff which the wind drives away. In other words, they're useless to God. Wow. Look at verse 5. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. What does that mean? That means when we get to heaven, there won't be any sinners up there. There won't be any people that are saved up there, that are unsaved up there. This is why we need to reach those folks today. Can I get an amen? We need to tell them about the love of God. We got to share with them. Listen, Jesus is coming. Prepare your hearts to meet the King. Let that thing go now. Turn to God and repent. Run toward Him. Why? Because the days are running short. They're running short now. You notice that days are so short now? When I was a kid, man, a day looked like it was forever. We wake up and play and play and play. I was riding my bikes till 9 o'clock at night, not worrying that a drive-by might come by. That a rival little bike gang up the street will come and jump me. Oh, come on. Now it's not safe, is it? My goodness. Look at this. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Wow. This is why we got to pray for those. Pray for those. Fast and pray for your family members, for those who do not have a desire for God. You know, God wants them here with you. Do you know that?
Yes, He does.
And one day He will bring them. Never give up. I'm saying never give up. Can I get an amen? Never give up. As long as you have breath in your lungs, as long as your life, you can still walk around and move around. Listen, give them a hug when you come home. Tell them, hey, man, I heard a good word. You want to hear some of it? You know what? You don't have to beat them on the head with the Bible. You just tell them that God loves you. Can I get an amen? Tell him that I learned something today. I want to share it with you. Listen, when you find treasure, you don't keep it to yourself. You want to share it, don't you? Or if some of you go like that, this is all mine. Little Ezra got 2 hot dogs after the game. I said, are you going to share with one of them? They go, mm-mm. I go, you going to eat both of them? Can you give me a bite? So we went to Super Sergio's, huh? And he go, oh, taco. I go, you got 2 hot dogs in the car. It stunned him. Jesus help us. Saints, whenever we seek out someone for direction, he or she, we should examine what lifestyle they're in and if they're walking with God. Can I get an amen? Because some of the counsel that we can, or advice we can get, could be so atrocious. I remember I came to my dad one day. I loved my dad to death. I go, Dad, what do I do about this? He goes, just punch him. Thank you, Dad. Love you. But I don't think that's going to make matters any better. Matter of fact, I don't make an enemy. So is the counsel based on God's word or on academic knowledge and personal opinions? You see, my friends, once we've determined that the guidance is from Him, the Lord Jesus, we must be willing to heed it and accept reproof if necessary. Oh, that's right. Let's look at this right now. Let's look at the word. Proverbs 15, look at this. The ear that hears the rebukes of life will abide among the wise. So sometimes, meaning what God is saying, there's times that we need correction in our life. Can I get amen? And when we receive correction by the Lord, we get strengthened by that. We don't get bitter. I turn around to God and say, God, thank you for that. Because you saved me from other things I would have followed. Can I get amen? The ear that hears the rebukes of life will abide among the wise. He who disdains destruction despises his own soul. I mean, don't tell me what to do. What's up? Who are you? And when God says something, receive it. But look at this. He who disdains destruction despises his own soul, but he who heeds rebuke gets understanding. Why? Because the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. So once you start fearing the Lord, and I'm saying be a scaredy cat and you're hiding like this. Fear of the Lord is having reverential fear, meaning you're you revere, you honor God. You treasure God. You say, God, I thank you that you're God and I'm not. So when you start revering who he is, then that's having the fear of the Lord. It's not that you're scared of him and you want to run from him. No. It's that you're now learning to honor him and embracing God. You see, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. When you start walking in the fear of the Lord, God will start showing you how to be humble. Amen. Can I get amen? Amen. And not have the cockiness of mind. Oh, what's up? I met some folks for the first time. What up? God bless you. Praise the Lord. That's how you have to respond in love, right? Yeah. Just use God. God's with you. Don't be afraid. And so, another thing, saints of God, is associating with the wise. Ask yourself, the people that I hang with, the people that I associate with, are they believers? Are they people that love God? Are they walking with wisdom? You see, saints, we should never underestimate the influence of friends. They can either help us grow in wisdom or cause us to suffer harm. Yeah. Look what it says here in Proverbs once again. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. What? That's hanging out with those who have nothing to do with God. And they want to steer you astray. Saints, that's why we need to examine our friends closely to determine whether they're building us up spiritually or leading us astray. I have a dear friend who I grew up with, got saved, on fire for God, got involved with people at work, and led them astray. 5 years he was out there. And I kept praying, God, God, do something radical. And you know what God did? He left the 99 to go get him. Amen. Can I get amen? Amen. Yes, he did. Yes, he was. Yes. And I don't mention people's names because I don't want to put them on blast. No. I won't. But that person was dear to me. I seen the walk. The first time, it was pure, it was holy. And it's so easy to be led astray if we are not walking in wisdom. You see, saints of God, we should also evaluate the kind of friends we are to others. Are we willing to tell the truth based on what the scripture says, or is our goal only to tell them what they only want to hear? Oh, listen. One of the things that God allows me, and this is just the wisdom he's given me, it may or may not work for you. But I always share little things with those about the Lord, and if the conversation continues, then I go just a little step deeper, and then a little step deeper. And then I start to take them from Genesis to now. Real fast, it's real quick. It's not a big, giant Bible study. And I let them know that God can save us, every one of us. And see, a lot of people have a misunderstanding that God is up there with a baseball bat looking down to see who's going to pounce. Oh, that one over there. Bam. I need you to get this. If we were all on a cruise line and we went down to, say, what are the islands right off of Florida? What are they called? The Bahamas. There you go. Thank you. So we're out there, and a storm came out of nowhere. And it caught everyone by surprise, and the whole boat is going boom, and boom, and boom, and then it topsizes. And now, yeah, just like the Titan. Or is that what it's called? Oh, okay, that one. And so, listen, we're all fighting to stay alive. We're grabbing on to each other, life rings and everything, but one by one, we're getting eaten by sharks. One by one. And we're watching horror in front of us. And then now, you're the only one left. And the only reason why you're left, because these sharks' bellies are full, and they're waiting to digest what they've eaten, and then you're next. Okay. At that moment, here comes a boat and says, here, grab this, throws a lifeline. So my question is, are you going to grab the lifeline, or are you just going to let that biggest shark right there who ate five people, he's coming to get you next. What are you going to do? You're going to grab the lifeline, right? You're going to save yourself, right? This is what I say to people that, without going into a theological debate with them. Jesus is our lifeline. He came to save us from ourselves. He came to save us because the Bible says that he did not come to this world to condemn the world. The world's already condemned from the fall of Adam. We're already men walking death row. Men and women, we're walking death row. The moment we're thrust out of our mother's womb, we're walking on death row. But he came to save us. And this is what you share. He came to save you. And guess what? All you have to do is open up your heart. Say, God, I have sinned. Come into my heart. And then God will take it from there. Can I get an amen in the house? That's what God wants to do. It's very simple. The gospel is very simple. Do you know that children share the gospel better than us? You know why? Because they're not trying to overthink anything. We're trying to go, well, you know, I don't know. And then the moment passes, and oh, man, I should have opened my mouth. Little kids say, hey, Jesus loves you. You know what? You don't have to go to hell. You can receive Jesus just like I just did. Yeah. They'll tell you, you know why? Because they're not thinking like us. Can I get amen? Jesus said, come to me like a child. My goodness. My goodness. You see, saints of God, giving people bad advice just to make them feel better or to gain approval for ourselves is a disservice to them. Wisdom is a choice that begins with the decision to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and increases as we follow the teachings of the Word. So this is why we need to do this right up here. Some of you have it on your refrigerator door. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall what? Direct your path. Can I get an amen? Amen. Praise God. You see, wisdom won't come with half-hearted attempts at reading the scripture. It requires us to really study, to learn, to put things in context. And guess what? What I love about God's word, how many of you read certain scriptures and then you go back and read it again and it says something different? Because the Bible says the word of God is alive. It's not ink on pages. When you read God's word, The Word of God is alive spiritually, and it activates, it enables, especially those who have the Holy Spirit living inside. Then you go, oh my gosh, I never saw it like that. God will give you what's called revelation knowledge. Now, revelation knowledge is something that's not written. It's already written there. It's like walking into a dark pitch room, and the doors are shut, and it's pitch black. You ever been in, it's pitch black, you couldn't even see the hand in front of you. But then if you flip on the light, oh, there's a TV, a couch, there's a phone. Well, those things were always there, you just didn't see them. So when we read God's word, God reveals things we never saw. It's called revelation knowledge. You see, if we follow God's word, look at what Paul wrote to the Philippian church right up here. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's any praiseworthy, anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. You see, God is pure, holy. He wants us to meditate on him. And that's why we come to this right up here. It says, meditating on God's word. When you meditate on God's word, listen, for those of you who want to attend a wonderful, the women, Bible study, our home is open. I think it's this Tuesday, isn't it? Man, I'm telling you, you're going to be meditating on God's word. It's going to take you to another level with God, learning the things of God. Why? Because whatever you're learning of God, you apply it to your life and watch God do the miraculous. He'll do the miraculous. This is why the word of God was given to Joshua. Look what it says right here. The book of the law, meaning the book, the word, Joshua 1:8, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Look at this. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That's what I want in my life. Good success. Can I get amen? Amen? When you follow God and do it his way, it will not fail you. Amen. God has never failed me. Can I get amen? Amen? And guess what? He's never failed many of you in here, right? I want to go on to say he's never failed none of you, because he's good. Say that with me. God is good. Come on, say it that you mean it. God is good. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout of praise. He is good. You see, the Bible is God's mind, and it's recorded for us on paper. But it's all his mind. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And guess what? Every jot, every dot, and the Bible calls it tittle, doesn't change. From Genesis to Revelation, it's there for us. Praise God. Look what King David wrote right here. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. Isn't that something to know that? And so this takes us to this portion, and then we're coming in for our close right here. Look at this. Obeying the scriptural principles. Okay, it's one thing to hear it, and then the next thing is to obey it. Can I get amen? Amen. Saints, merely having knowledge in the Bible cannot make us wise. God's wisdom is reserved for those who heed his instructions and choose to apply truths to their lives. Meaning, if God said it, then that's what I want. If God says, no, reject that, then guess what? I'm going to reject that. And the word of God is tailor-made to every one of us. Can I get an amen? Look what Proverbs says right up here. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is a man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. God says he wants us to be close to him. Amen. And listen, one of the ways, once again, is we need to learn to pray for it. Say, God, help me. Help me understand this. Help me when it's tough. Help me when my finances could only go for so far. Help me, oh God, when my relationships break down. Oh God, help me with my children when they go astray. Oh God, help me get another job when the man lets you go. See, we need to pray for God's wisdom and understanding and know that He is a help in time of need. How many believe that He's a help in time of need? And when we pray, it cannot be a fast prayer. Amen. I'm not going to say who prays like that, but I know someone who prays like that. Listen, we really, really need to take heed. The book of Proverbs doesn't specifically emphasize prayer for wisdom, but James tells us to. Look what it says. Look at this right here. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. So ask God. Ask God. Why? Because He gives to all of us liberally. In other words, God is not stingy. You know, some of us can be real stingy. I didn't get a bite of a hot dog that night. That was a natural stingy. You know, stinginess is, we're born with it. You don't have to teach that. It's just, this is mine. How can I get an amen? It took a while. It took almost 45 minutes with this kid. And then he left me a crumb. I gave him a hug and a kiss anyway. Thank you, Ezra. You see, saints of God, we cannot doubt God for anything. Amen? Just requesting wisdom is not enough. We must ask in faith. How many believe that we have to ask in faith? Huh? There's a scripture here that's very seldom used, but we're going to see it right now. Because everything that we do as a believer in life needs to be operated in faith. Can I get an amen? Why? Because we won't receive nothing from God if we don't believe who He is. I'm serious. Well, some of you are saying, well, show that to me. All right, right up here. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. There it is right there. God's word is true. Seek Him. And say, you know what? Nothing's going to stop me from learning more of Him, to being close to Him. Did you know that you can get as close as you want to Him? Guess what? You know, some of us, there was 11 of us in my family. And my mom and dad, they had their special ones. 11 of us. So all of us weren't their pets, you know what I mean? That special one. And I'm not going to put my brother and sister on blast. But there are no pets. There are no special ones that are with God. He is close to all of those who want to get close to Him. Can I get amen? Amen. You want to jump on His lap? There's room. You want to be in His presence? There's room. There's room at the cross. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, one of the things that God is saying, I'm going to close right now. Yes, I'm there. You know, pretty soon I'm going to see a sign that says, healing rooms. Healing rooms. There's none today. There's none today. So, saints of God, to avoid making foolish and costly decisions, we need to begin each day in prayer. Amen?
Yeah.
Asking the Lord how He wants us to operate. Look at this. Observing how God works in the world. We have to understand how He operates. If you don't know how God operates, you're never going to get it right. You got to know His attributes. You got to know God's character. You got to know what He loves, what He dislikes. You got to know what draws His heart open to you. See, when we understand that through God's word, oh my gosh, life just gets better every moment, every day. It's been 33 years for me, and I'm still in love with Him. I still love Him with my whole heart. Jesus, I love You, Jesus. I love You, Lord. I love what You've done for me. I love You. You drew me out of darkness into Your marvelous light. You didn't leave me out there to die. You didn't leave me out there and drop me off at a corner and leave me in a back alley somewhere. He had a plan for me, and guess what? He has a plan for you. Hallelujah. You are precious. You need to know. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are precious to God. Come on, turn to the other side. Because the one to your left is precious too. We're all precious to God. Amen. We're all precious to Him. We're all precious. Every one of us is precious to Him. There's no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. We're all equal at the cross. You're not going to see titles up there. In heaven, you're not going to see, oh, here comes Pastor so-and-so. Here comes, oh, here comes Bishop. Here comes, no. We're all going to be children of the Most High God. And some of us are going to get there with some smoke behind you. I made it in. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Huh? Just made it in. I see a trail of smoke behind me. See, the devil thought he had you, but we can say, but I got away. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Oh, that's right. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Can we have two more scriptures, and then we'll have the worship team up here? Amen. Look at this, saints of God. In Proverbs 14:16, yeah, I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be kind and ask, okay? I'm teaching kindness up here. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. You ever seen folks like that? I got it together. You know, yeah, 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 yeah. You try to share, yeah. Yeah, I already know that. You can't get a word in. Yeah. I got this. Yeah, yeah, I got this. And they'll do one of these slides. I got this. You see? Yeah. God, did you know that God uses ants to teach us the importance of working diligently for our provisions because laziness invariably leads to poverty? He uses ants. Uh-oh. Yes, He does. And God speaks about it. Listen, we have to be diligent with our walk. Amen? We have to be diligent in all areas of our life. Okay, I hear someone say, show me that ant. Right here. Go to the ant. Proverbs 6:6. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Oh, man. Consider her ways and be wise, which have no captain, overseer, or ruler. Provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? Look at this in verse 10. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come to you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. Wow. So, do it God's way. Amen? Learn. Get involved. And I'm going to be starting up a men's Bible study. And I've been praying for a teacher, but God is saying, you know what? Don't wait for one. You be the one. Amen. Amen. And just raise up the men. Amen. And so I don't know about getting one of those $50 books. $15. I thought I heard 50. Then some of you heard, I heard 50. Okay, maybe I had some wax buildup, I don't know. But I almost squirmed out of my seat. 50. I'm not going to that Bible study. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And I believe they have something on their hearts that they want to lift up to the Lord. And listen, I understand that YouTube went down or something, but Facebook, YouTube's up too? Okay, I don't think YouTube's down. I know what happened. I was here with Pablo, and we did a stream to test, and it activated it for today. So it's okay. All I got to do is reload it up. Can I get amen? Just reload it up. Amen. Listen, I'm so blessed that, number one, God loves every one of us. And God has a mighty plan. And if you're watching for the first time, second time, third time, maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. We here at Amazing Grace want to give you an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus by faith. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you, that you would receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, and that God would start you on your way with a beautiful life and a walk with Him. He will fill you with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I have not yet once have regretted one day of being a child of God. Every day to me is like a miracle with Him. It's a joy to be with Him. And when you honor Him and follow Him, He starts putting the pieces in our puzzled life together again. Isn't that something? We're all Humpty Dumpties. And some of us had a great big fall. And a lot of our lives were shattered. And then He takes one piece at a time and He starts putting it back together again. Isn't that something? Because we cannot fail with God. And maybe you're on the other side of this message. Maybe some of you are crying. Maybe some of you are feeling sad and desperate and anxious, and some of you have been harmed, been wronged. I'm here to let you know God will replace all those things I just said with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness, and gentleness. The Holy Spirit will provide the fruit of the Spirit and give you eternal life and joy with God. If that's you, I'm going to ask you that you would bow your heart and your head with me and pray this prayer by faith and watch God do the miraculous in your life. Bow your heart and your head with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank You for my life. I do believe on Your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that You died for me. And the blood that You shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask You now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy? We serve a mighty worthy God. Amen.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.